It took considerable time for the resurrection of Jesus to be understood. It took considerable time for the resurrection of Jesus to be believed by the early church. How long would it take you if you had lived with our Lord or heard about his life and his teachings, and then if you witnessed his crucifixion or heard about his death, how long would it take you to believe that he is now alive? How long would it take you to understand what has happened? After the crucifixion, the whole movement of our Lord and his followers was over. The disciples went into hiding. They went back to their old jobs, fishing or whatever. What would it take for the early church to regather? To regather so quickly and so intensively that they would now be willing to die for him? Well, what would help you? You would see him. Our Lord knew our human need time to process the resurrection. And so he appeared. The Acts of the Apostles tells us after he rose from the dead, he appeared for 40 days. The Acts of the Apostles, by the way, is Luke. We can call it Luke 2, the same writer as the Gospel. Luke tells us our Lord appeared for 40 days. Remember, before Jesus began his ministry, he went into the desert for 40 days. Now, before he begins his church, he appears for 40 days. And this is all very mysterious. His resurrected body, very mysterious. It can appear. It can pass through walls and lock doors. It can appear with his disciples walking on the road to Emmaus, and then he can vanish before them. It's kind of a ghost-like body, but it's a real body. He can eat fish. You can put your hands in his side. You can put your fingers in his nail marks. So Jesus appeared for 40 days. Because our faith is based on eyewitnesses. Never forget that. And then in the end, after 40 days, our Lord ascends into heaven. What a scene that must have been. What a scene that must have been to see Christ fully glorified, ascending into heaven. So the ascension, the solemnity of the ascension of Christ, is of utmost importance because we are here to commemorate our Lord's risen and glorified body going to the Father. Now, how does that happen? That's another mystery. Heaven is a state. It's a state outside of time, outside of space, but now you have the corporal form, the body ascending to the Father in heaven, outside of time, outside of space. It's part of the mystery of heaven itself. That's what the ascension is. And what the ascension means is that our Lord is who he said he is. The ascension means that our Lord did what he said he would do. His work is finished. The redemption has been completed. It's successful. And he has gone to prepare a place for us. Remember when St. Paul wrote, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ"? The ascension is our Lord's final example of how to imitate him. Where he has gone to the Father, we hope to follow. We will move to Pentecost next week, the birthday of the church, the descent of the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Torah was the gift of the Old Testament. The God-given gift of the New Testament is the Holy Spirit. So let's pray for the Holy Spirit in our lives this week, in our parish, and in all of our activities, at work, at home, with our families, with our friends. I also ask that you pray for our new priest. Deacon Jordan Dosh will be ordained on Wednesday. He will join me and Father Hochalter in our work here at St. Wenceslaus. Pray for him. It's kind of neat to go to an ordination and to say, hey, that's going to be our priest. This could all be his someday. And you can't miss him. He's taller than Tom Brady. That's my talking point for the future Father Dosh. And he'll be ordained with Father Luger. Remember, he was assigned here as a deacon. He was the one that burnt out my mixer making truffles. It's kind of an expensive caretaker of the kitchen. Pray for both of them. We're blessed to have two new priests in our diocese, and we're blessed to welcome the future Father Dosh right here soon. So as you go on your way today to enjoy the day and Memorial Day tomorrow, remember, our Lord who said, and the scriptures give us evidence to prove it, our Lord who said he would die and rise and ascend to the Father in heaven, he did just that. Amen.